Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast with Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. Praise God. Amen. An ambassador for Christ. Amen. Been on the road for many years. Amen. Been on Blog Talk ever since October 2008. And I really appreciate Blog Talk because I couldn't have did it without Blog Talk. This is one way, amen, praise God, that I'm able to survive, amen, praise God, through my broadcast, amen, praise God, and Blog Talk. And it's a door opener, amen. So I want to talk to you today about the things that I used to do I don't do no more. And I don't know about you, but back in the day, I used to love the blues because the blues would bring back the memories and the struggles and all the battles that I had, and it would... It would literally cause me to be, I guess it didn't comfort me, but it was just a reminder of my struggling that I should have forgotten. But then when I began to be born again, amen, I took on a new mindset, which is of Christ. Amen. And he was able to give me the comfort that I needed because, you know, I was drowning, I was dying, and then listening to the blues wasn't helping me because it brought all bad memories back, and then I tried to figure out why I was going through these things and why I blah, 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 this and that, but God made it right for me when he introduced Christ in my life. No man can come to Jesus except the Father send him. And he was looking at my heart. He knew I didn't want to do no wrong. I was innocent even. Amen. Praise God. When I was out there in the world, because the devil was making me do it. And mine was issues that I had encountered with marriage and what even my brother and his wife did to me and how to deal with it and what evil my husband was doing. And I had to literally come and be renewed in my mind and bring in a right frame of mind. So God sent Jesus, sent me to Jesus. And then Jesus sent me back to the Father. An approval. Amen. I would call it a trustworthy approval. They had to believe that I had been broken enough in life, although I never really had a life. I always believed in being married to one person and doing the will of what was ever right in the marriage. And I didn't know that my husband and my brother was out there causing my husband to sin and didn't know sin. And my sister-in-law was one of the biggest culprits. And she would sleep around with my husband, my dad, and everybody else. They were, my husband was out there messing with them. And then my brother and his wife, they were con artists. That's the way they got their money and did what they wanted to do. And so I had to literally come to Christ because I was dying inside. And when he saved me, he renewed me so that I know that I know that I know that I don't have to sit up and drink a 12-pack of beer within an hour's time trying to get a release, because every time I would hear the songs and sit out on the porch, amen, praise God, I wasn't doing nothing but getting drunker and drunker. Satan was feeding me with lies. But God had enough love for me, and I'm here today. I will tell the whole story about my brother and his wife and the things that they did. But my brother is saved now because of that. And he's doing what he needs to do for the Lord, and the ex-wife is dead. And so God just, he just laid it right for me all the way. He transformed me. Amen. And he transformed me and made changes in my mind. I couldn't sit up and think no more negativity. And when they came, amen, no matter how they would come back to me, God would always refresh my mind. I'm there for you. They won't hurt you no more. The brother can't hurt you no more. Your job, on your job, you can't be hurt anymore. All the bad things and activities that Satan tried to do, God had worked it out for me. And there was a song say, he'll work it out. A problem that I had, couldn't resolve it, couldn't solve it, but he worked it out for me. And so the things I used to do, I don't do anymore. The Holy Spirit gave me this message for you today. We are being born again as a new creature, as a new creation in God. We are being transformed right here in the earth realm. And this transformation is taking place in the spirit realm, in our spirit mind. The battle is in the mind, both in the natural mind. Yeah, we have two minds working, spiritual mind. And in order for to be transformed, amen, and renewed in my mind, God took me to a rehabilitation center. See, I was full of alcohol and bad thoughts, negative thoughts, wanting to kill and wanting to hate and wanting to have unforgiveness. And God had me to forgive those people. Amen, praise God. All three of them, my husband, my brother, and all, because what affected and what my husband was bringing in was affecting me. And he was doing all kind of wicked things with my family. So it caused a traumatic state in my life. And so the things I used to do, I don't do anymore, because God rehabilitated me. He renewed me, gave me the right mind, and he purged out everything of that old Adamic nature, that old sinful nature, and he brought me to the reality that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Everything that was charged against me, amen, and came against me, no more condemnation, amen, even for the things that I participated in that were wrong. I wasn't perfect, but I never did any wrong to my marriage and my relationship. But I always wanted to make that work. Satan uses marriages. He'll cause that husband to go out there and sleep with 50 women. And you will never know it until God will begin to reveal things to you. And the renewing of my mind, God would begin to reveal things to me about what was going on. But, amen, praise God, he also made a way of an escape for me, because if I'd have stayed with that man, I probably would have been pregnant and had another child, and then that was stuck, amen, and my children would have been stuck, and there's all kind of evils was that man was doing. The only way Satan can defeat you is in the mind. He's going to play mind games. Amen. And he works with the spiritual mind as well as the natural mind. His goals are to bring enough lies to your mind so that you will give up the fight, the struggle, the battle. You know, when you've been battle scarred no more, you know it. But when you've been battle scarred, amen, a struggle is going on in the mind. You can't weigh it out. You can't reason it out. But then God steps in and he began to put it on a scale and begin to show you that sin cannot be balanced with righteousness. And so he takes the scale and he began to put righteousness in more than the sin. Amen. And the righteousness overtakes it. Amen. Praise God. So he's working on your mental state. What a battle is. You're struggling from one position to the next. You're trying to figure this out, and it's a mystery. It's the it's where that if you didn't have the mind of Christ, Satan would overthrow you. You're working on the mind. He's fighting you every day. Paul said that he has fought a good fight and had finished his course. And now a crown is laid up for him. Paul was a minister. He knew his position because he had been renewed in the mind. But there was a struggle going on all the time, a fight going on in the mind all the time. And he had to make the right decisions with the help of God. You can't do this on your own. Stop trying. So he even said he knew a man that was in the body, out of body, in the body, out of body experience. But this man was caught up into heaven, and he heard things that he couldn't even speak and bring back in the earth. He walked in on a conversation. You need to walk in on a conversation with God. And then while you're up there, everything that is causing you to struggle in this battle, God will give you the answer. So he consulted God three times, and God told him, said, no, I'm not going to move the thorn. Amen. Praise God. We were born in sin and shaping iniquity. That thorn is there to buffet you, to hit you, to cause heavy blows upon you in the fight, so that you can either stand up to this devil or give up. And that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to lose the battle in the mind, the struggling that we go through, so that, amen, praise God, we would just say, I just give up. But I always say, I don't care no more about what Satan say or what he try to do. And I'm not going to give up. So I'm struggling on a daily basis trying to understand why and how to deal with these things that Satan is doing. Amen. Praise God. In order for me to have a pleasant day. And so the Bible let us know, Paul said, amen, God, will you remove this thorn out of my side? God told him, said, no, my grace is sufficient. That means that, hallelujah, I don't care what Satan tried to do, God got a grace, abiding grace, abundant grace. Amen. That's going to carry you through. He shipwrecked. Paul was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was persecuted. He was put in a position where as his own life was, amen, at the very end. Amen. Praise God. And he could have given up at any time. But his mind, the battle in the mind kept on telling him, no, bring up the word. Bring up the word. Resist the devil and he'll flee. I don't have to do anything. My grace is sufficient. I done already did it for you. We'll win. The Bible say the thing that, amen, he has caused to come upon you, God has caused to speak over your life. He's capable. He's able of performing it if you don't faint in the mind. Oh, this mind is terrible. Amen. Praise God. But the renewing of the mind, the new mind sets, amen, the new man, amen, will always produce what God, amen, has purpose in your life. His goals are to bring enough lies to your mind so that you will give up the fight, the struggle, the battle. But Paul said, I fought a good fight. And he had finished his course. Now a crown is laid up for him. But God said his grace was sufficient. Amen. And so by this, we know that. Amen. Praise God. Everything that God has said, he would that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospered. Amen. The series of events that will come into our lives. Amen. Praise God. The travel that we experience along the way. Amen. The valley of shadow death. All of this. Amen. And we transform and renewed in our minds. God is able to make those changes. God is able to do it, amen, through the word that we receive from Jesus Christ, Father God in the Bible, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. The Bible tells us the fight is not, praise God, given to the swift, or the battle is not given to the swift, but to the strong. Amen. But it's for those that endure. You got to be able to endure. Don't give up. Don't faint in your mind. You got to resist the enemy. You got to reject him, because I'm telling you, he comes in with all kind of sweet talk. Then all of a sudden you in something you don't know why, and you're trying to get out of it. And it's going to take God to do it and a renewed mind. The Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. The Bible also tells us that this race is not given, like I said, to the swift, not to the strong, but them that endure unto the end. You got to be able to endure, and that's to not faint. Care what he throw at you. The Bible speaks about being persuaded and how to deal with persecutions and stress and famine and all of those satanic strategies, but how to stay persuaded in your mind that you won't give up. It also states that Jesus came to the world and we must overcome the wicked one as Jesus did. Amen. It is a mind thing where we allow our minds to itself. Once we are born again, we become a new creature, that is renewed in the mind. It happened in the mind. The mind must tell the old mind, the old Adamic nature, no, I ain't picking it up, because already I see what God is moving. It's already done. We must resist that old man and its sinful nature. It is the mind that we know, praise God, and take on in the spiritual things, not of the carnal. Our mind has to continue to take on those spiritual things and not of the carnal. You can't use the unrighteous deeds and acts with the spiritual fruit. We must be able to produce and to listen to what, amen, the renewed mind is saying, and don't let Satan overtake you in your mind. Our entire look on God and the Father, Jehovah Jireh, is proven that he is our provider, because during the process of being trained and made, amen, we're going to have some thorns, but we're going to have to hear the mind of God and not let the mind of Satan override the mind of God. That's why we must resist those thoughts every time they come. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for it let us know that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. There are some strongholds there, and you got to know how to resist those strongholds. You got to know how to reject them. You got to know how not to feed them to the point that, amen, as they're feeding you, amen, they'll cause you to sin. But you got to resist them. And our minds are to believe the spirit things of God, amen. Being a spirit, then we now place our faith in the spiritual things of God, in the supernatural. We know that God works in the supernatural. He has to go in and overthrow what Satan is trying to bring to pass. God will say, you heal. You will say, I'm sick. God will say, you bless. You will say, I'm not blessed. God will say, amen, praise God, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You'll go back around and say, them weapons are prospering, though. But that's not true. You got to understand how to deal with the truth, to believe the truth and not the lies. Because the enemy will come with lies, and he'll tell you, I've been eating your food, and there's something wrong, and that's why I'm going through this and that. And God said, no, the food is all right. But Satan planted that seed in your mind. Being a spiritual being, we now place our faith in spiritual things of God. There's no negativity in God. He's not a negative being. He is capable of doing for us everything that he said he was going to do, and spiritually so that it is manifested in the natural. Our minds have to shed, amen, not accept the old way of things, the old Adamic nature, and be renewed by our life experiences, transforming us every day by our life experience. You're going to know that a stove carries heat, and you're not going to go into it because you know you've been burnt. So it's a mind renewing. God got to renew the mind. The old mind want to override the renewed mind to the point that, amen, you end up sinning. The persuasion of the mind will transform our ways of thinking, how we perceive things, how we now look at situations that have came up in our lives. We no longer look at them like we used to. The things we used to do, we don't do no more. Amen, praise God. We don't have to wallow in what Satan did, in our old mindset, where we now believe in God who causes us to overcome, knowing that the overcome was will come from God for our good. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. I don't have to allow the carnal mind to take over what I am going through. I don't have to sin in order to get the results. I need all I have, amen, that God has placed in me. And I need to understand that I have the right mind that will overthrow this old mind. Soon as you get free, amen, the old mind will come and cause you to be back in bondage again. And once you're in bondage, your whole family is in bondage. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. Get a renewed mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have a wonderful day. Amen.